Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house. Brick house. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Broken my defenses. This time I'm not just out
evening, everybody. Good evening. Today is Monday, June 18th, 2012, and you have just entered into Brick's House. I am your hostess with the mostest, Brick. Hope everyone's doing good this evening. I'm doing all right. A little bit tired, but hey, what can you do? Can't complain. Want to give a special shout out to all the Father's Day. Want to wish you a belated Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I know you wait for me to go there, and I'm not even going to go there. Shout out to all the fathers on Father's Day. Hope you enjoyed your day, whatever you did, whether you spent it with the kids, whether you spent it alone, whether you spent it just relaxing, getting pampered, getting fed whatever you wanted to be fed by your wifeies or your girlfriends or your jump-offs or whatever the fuck you're calling them. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. Okay? So, got an interesting topic for you this evening. I always try to keep you, you know, with interesting topics to talk about because, you know, sometimes stuff can get rather mundane and you get sick of talking about the same stuff. But try to keep it interesting. You know, I try to draw from different inspirations. Like, I'll draw from something I see on TV, or I'll draw from, you know, some kind of super thing I heard someone say that I just have to address. Or not necessarily always stupid, but just something controversial that I've heard other people say that I like to bring to the audience to see, you know, is it just my way of thinking this, or do other people think the same way? So, with that being said, I want to first introduce and bring on my team, because, you know, I am nothing without my team, because there's no I in the word team. And although I see her hovering quietly, I'm still going to bring her in, because she is the first lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. She's my landlady. You know, she makes sure that, you know, anytime there's a flood, I call the landlady. She cleans it right up. Website ain't working, landlady. She gets the website back up. You know, I can't book a show, landlady. She gets the show back up. She is the first lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. She is the world renowned. You know, every time you come on, I gotta say something crazy. The world renowned, the infamous, the, dare I even say, notorious.
Dare you please?
Notorious.
No, please. Don't even put those two in the same sentence. Oh, God.
From Phone Fantasy Radio, give it up to the LaCrush Hard person in the Phone Fantasy Radio. Good evening, LaCrush. What's up?
I need
a long clap. We
got to
get you a long clap today.
I know, right? Got to get you a long clap today. What's going on? Good evening, Brick. Good evening, everybody in Radio Land and all those that tuned in to us. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening. I was just shouting out everybody, you know, giving everybody a shout out for Father's Day. You know, I know everybody was waiting for me to go there.
Right, don't save your go there for tomorrow.
I didn't go there.
Yep, save it for tomorrow.
No, but I just got something I got to address.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hate that was put on my page yesterday. But I quickly corrected it. I squashed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't appreciate, you know, when I put something on my Facebook page. Let me tell you something. That's my fucking Facebook page.
I put something
on my Facebook page. That shit is mine. If you don't like what I put up there, you need not comment and you need not be a friend. Please, by all means, unfriend. But I'm going to do me, and I'm going to be me. So, any of the fathers that got upset about what I put on my page yesterday, I'm sorry that you got upset.
Yes.
I'm not sorry I put it up there.
Right.
I'm just sorry you got upset.
I know.
Okay.
Right.
So, with that, moving on, it was two people that said something. I corrected it, corrected them. Don't do that on my page. I don't play that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't want nobody page disrespecting them. I see dumb shit all the time on Facebook that I don't agree with. And I don't say anything.
I just keep
it moving. And when I get sick of looking at it, I go to the little tab, and I click that little thing where I don't see any of your posts. I don't see any of it, so it don't bother me.
Right.
Please feel free to do the same. I won't be offended, trust me.
Right. know.
I think last time I looked, there's only over fucking 300-400 people there. Who cares? Once I say go, you're doing a damn thing. It ain't gonna mean nothing to me. So please. No, moving right along. I want to bring on Mr.
Mm-hmm.
of the Phone Fantasy Radio franchise,
mm-hmm.
the official
mm-hmm.
Mister, you know,
Mister.
I love his name, Francis Dominique. I tell you, it's so it does sound so Cajun.
Yeah,
that should sound Louisiana. From, let me guess, New Iberia.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Francis Dominique, a.k.a. Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you. Thank you once again.
How are you this evening?
What was that?
How are you this evening?
I'm good, ma'am. I'm good. And how are you, my dear?
I'm doing wonderful. How was your Father's Day?
It was quiet, but we were together. I had spoken to my daughter yesterday, and one daughter was working while the other one called me, and I talked to her and everything, and so she was on the one. The day before with my organization, the Knights of Peter Claver, which is a black version of the Knights of Columbus, we always turn out for Father's Day and Mother's Day. Well, I turned out with the organization for Father's Day.
We have that here, too.
That was my first time in church. Huh?
Knights of Peter Claver.
Yeah.
That's a
black organization that is similar to the Knights of Columbus.
I remember doing some work with them. We worked with them at one point. I remember them. That's where you said, Knights of Peter Claver. I said, wait a minute. I remember them.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We are nationwide in 34 states, and our base is here in Louisiana, but I've been a member all of my life. And it's a Catholic organization, and I will member for life. So I help.
You're right. I remember them. I'm telling you, it's coming back to me now. Now that I'm hearing it, the work that you guys have done, great, wonderful. It is in New York, I do believe. I think we work with them here in New York. So that's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, as long as you spent your holiday having at least peace of mind, even if you didn't get to see your kids, as long as you enjoyed yourself and relaxed all your day, then that's all good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Good.
Okay.
All
right,
Crush,
so
how are
you? We're going to start.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm good.
Okay.
Good. We're going to
start doing.
I knew it was just a matter of time. excuse me, though. I'm talking about something else. Already, I saw hate on the phone before we even began the show, but it's just a matter of time. After a while, you know, eventually it loses spot. But chat room's open, everybody. Shout out. We got people in the chat room already. Shout out to Brown Eyes Girl in the chat room, On a Quest in the chat room, holding it down, and Ray Bannister, which would be Mr.
Formal Ray.
Shout out to Formal Ray in the chat room, being as formal as possible, addressing everyone. He said, hey, Lady Rick, Lady Crush, what's going on? Right on, Formal Ray. Right on. All right. This evening, guys, we're going to talk about something interesting. On the post that I put up advertising the show, we heard about the women through history that have basically dominated throughout history. Not necessarily dominated, but ruled throughout history. We have, you have Helen of Troy, who anyone familiar with the Odyssey or familiar with Greek mythology, basically. Helen of Troy was supposed to be one of the most beautiful women ever seen. And the fact that, if anyone knows, I don't want to get all caught up in the names, But Helen apparently fell in love with the son of a king of another country, okay, and wanted to be with him. So she left her husband, who was a king, for the king's son, who lives in another country, and it sparked a huge war. A war sparked over one woman, basically.
Yeah.
And when you think back to history, you're like, damn, a war started over a woman. Millions of men went off to die in battle because
over
of
one woman.
And it's amazing. You think about it like, damn, really? It must have been, you know, first thing you think is, wow, her shit must have been ill. You know, like, damn, it must have really been a bomb.
Well,
if all
of these guys,
you know, if these two men are going to sit up there and, I want her back. Oh, I want her. But she was supposed to be so beautiful, and people held her in such high regard that it was like they had to have her. And that goes on throughout history. You have Cleopatra, whose beauty was just... I mean, men were mesmerized by her beauty. They were mesmerized by, you know, not only her beauty, but the femininity, her just the way she, you know, moved across a room. Everything about her was like magic. It was like music. You know, when you think of Egyptians, Nefertiti, men were just mesmerized. She ruled, and men were just like, they'd gladly go up and die. For her. And you know, you have to go back.
Never got to touch the sweet stuff, mind you.
I'm sorry?
Never got to touch the sweet stuff.
No.
What?
No. And these women would walk around basically half naked. Not because they were teasers, but because back then the culture didn't require all that clothing, and they would walk around with nothing but markings on their skin. That's it. So these women were like walking around topless, damn near bottomless, with nothing but hieroglyphics and different types of henna drawings on their skin. And these men were just to be in the presence of it was like, oh my God. So you look at how women were looked at back in those days and how women were regarded to present day. What's just some of the differences that you've noticed from way back when? Now, I know it's a different time. It was these were different time periods, okay? But some things don't change. The woman's a woman's allure doesn't change, okay? I mean, a man can be physically attracted to a woman. That hasn't changed at all. The fact that, you know, men are still attracted to these women in the same way, the same physical way. But what has changed, Black Recorder, that you've noticed as being a man, being a male, that you've noticed from that time period to this time period?
I don't know if women today can pull that kind of drawing, because women, while they're, and I don't even know if I want to say they're more intelligent today than they were back then, because it seems like they were even more intelligent back then, if they can get those numbers of men to kill for them and to be killed for them, you know. So you wonder, and to, you know, today you wouldn't necessarily have that. But by the same token, you have women who men will do anything for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's a dumbfounded question.
I mean, do you think that it's just not, back then, like I said, I know there's a difference between the periods, whereas women basically lounged around for most of the day back then. I mean, even the ones that ruled, they didn't do much in regard to working. They just really mostly, you know, laid around and just looked good. That was their job.
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
You know, lay around, be beautiful, and look good. But have you noticed that even with the regarding the level of femininity, do you think that has changed? Well, of course it's changed because, you know, we wear, I'm not talking about the obvious changes. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Obvious changes, I mean pants. We wear pants. They didn't necessarily wear pants back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wear boots. They didn't wear boots back then. I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about just the essence of a woman.
But you see, the thing is, I don't think it's changed either from back then, even with the essence. I don't necessarily think it's changed. I think that, quote unquote, the guiles of a woman can get a man to flip them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If she knows the right buttons to push.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, in the chat room, they're talking about this, and Ray basically stated that we've reached a point in this day and age where a lot of men have reached a definitive point in their respective lives. It's going to take more than external beauty or even the external body to fully captivate a gentleman who wants a package.
That's true.
And you say the package meaning internal and external, which is quite true.
Yeah.
But what was it about back then? Okay. Back then, women it was like feminine wiles were, if you could work your wiles on a man, bam, you had them where you wanted them. Okay. Samson and Delilah. Okay. If you could work your wiles, it was basically no matter how or what a man was faced with. Like, let's just say Black Reporter, let's put yourself in Samson's place. You know, Samson was told, you know, never to cut your hair because your hair is your strength. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now while, you know, mind you, he didn't say Delilah cut my hair off. No, he didn't say that. But
no.
He was put in he let his guard down that much that he was in that vulnerable situation where she got to take advantage of him and cut it. So what I'm saying is, do you think that does that still go on today? Regarding the vulnerability, do men make themselves vulnerable for women anymore?
It depends. I mean, that leaves a lot to the couple.
Well, let's not individualize. Okay, I mean, I use Delilah and Samson as an example, but I know you're saying it goes down to the couple, but I mean, on a general consensus. I know it's up to the couple, everyone is a different way, everyone wants their own way, everyone's their own person, I know this. But just from what you see on a consensus, do you think that men make themselves emotionally available to women? Like, do they let their guards down around women? What you think about that? I ain't asking you. What do you think?
Right, because I was getting ready to type in the room. Like, she know I'm online, right?
Uh-oh. She's going to say something.
I'm just saying.
Well, you can speak up. Your mic is open, sister.
I'm just saying, though. You know I'm here, too, you know. You know it. Damn.
Well, I knew you were in there because I heard you loud my roommate a minute ago.
Oh,
you heard man. Kitty. That was Kitty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the one who always makes sure during my show to make her presence known.
You're right, Kitty. That's why I needed the phone. Kitty is a mess right now. She is so. I don't know why. It's like every other week she gets in heat. Like,
yeah, because she waits for the show to come on. She's like, it's Monday, 8 o'clock.
Wait.
Yeah.
I have a question to ask.
She need a toy. That's what she needs.
Do we have a fourth co-host?
Do we have a fourth co-host?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I want Crush to answer my question before we lose the momentum of this
Okay. I just thought we had a fourth co-host in Kitty.
Oh, I don't know what she gets ready.
She
just opens her mouth.
She whiz. Well, can I just rewind a bit? Before I get into the vulnerability part, to the question you asked Black Reporter, right before then, you said, what did you say? You asked him about, excuse me, about the roles that the woman, you know, the women just lie around, you know, be beautiful back then. And, you know, really you only get into power if you were, if you was born into it. You know, back then, and you got to remember, back then it was all about what was written. Women didn't have to play all these extra roles that we do this day and age at the same time. So we knew what our place was. You know, back then we knew our place was to be barefooted and look pretty. Nowadays, we don't know if we're supposed to be the mother, the grandfather, the father, the daddy. Like, we got to do everything. And I'm not just saying, like, I know, you know, men don't take this the wrong way, but what I'm saying is, you know, right now, we're in the midst of confusion. We got men that don't know if they want to be men or if they want to be women. We got women that don't know if they want to be men or if they want to... Like, we didn't hear about all the stuff that's taboo, that was taboo. You know, all that stuff was taboo back then. You know, it was even, you know, in certain areas, it was even against the law for women to be in theater. Like, we wasn't supposed to see y'all. You couldn't be outside after dark. You know, there was so much that women could not do in those terms where, you know, it was only, you could only do X, Y, and Z. You had no room to be free or express yourself or do any of those things.
You're right.
You know, when, you know, men are going to fight, they're going to fight, whether it's for a woman, whether it's for their country, men is just going to fight. Can you blame that on all, you know, can you say it's all because of a woman? I mean, granted, the main characters may have been in love, but it don't have to be because of a woman. It could just be because they want power at the end of the day, in my opinion. You know,
You're right.
I think what's stopping us now is the fact that we don't know. It's like we basically, not even that we still have that essence, we just don't know how to get back to that essence. And have we let men, you know, have we let men, like, lose their position, you know? Because at one time it was mandatory for you to be out there working and coming home and taking care of the family. Men don't have that option no more. Like, if I told a dude I'm pregnant, oh, well, it ain't mine. That's the first thing they say. That's the first thing they say, and you don't hear from him no more. You know, like, he can really literally pack up, take all his belongings, and he can go on by his business, and you have no ties to this man. You know, so the dynamics have changed so much that I don't think we can ever go back to that essence. But, you know, women still got that essence, and you see that in some women. They, you know, they get whatever they want. You know, this man is fawning over them, and they don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even know that they have it. They don't even know, like, you know, it's not that you playing him. It's the fact that you oozing this, and he's attracted to that. And they don't even know that they have that. You know, they don't even know what the fuck that is.
No,
I'm that's just me. That, no, you're not playing this, man. You're like, you really do have something going on for yourself, but you don't even know what it is. Nobody can tell you or point it out to you, like, this is your feminine wild. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think it's different, of course. I think it's different because if a woman's got her feminine wiles and got them on point, I think she knows. I don't
she
know.
She doesn't
know.
Listen, Black Reporter, what I'm saying is she doesn't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
She knows that this man is, you know, falling all over her, give her everything she wants, but she don't know that's exactly what she's doing. If I asked you, well, why is this man doing it? I don't know. She just does it. No, there's more to it. There is a formula for that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a call holding on. Caller who wants to chime in. Area code 904. Okay, area code 904. Hello. What's your name?
How you doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is the King of the Freestyle, King Hollow. I told you I stepped through lacrosse. How you doing?
Who?
King Hollow.
Freestyle King.
Oh,
yes,
how you doing,
boo? How you doing? I told you I stepped through. You know, when I get
right,
home,
right,
how y'all
right.
doing?
Welcome to the
show.
Yeah,
I want to intellectualize with y'all because I've been listening for a while.
Not that, bro?
We can't even say that she says that she doesn't know she got it.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I learned a long time ago from the old heads is they allow something to happen to them because they allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that she got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he allowing it because he's trying to see what he can get out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I really can't say that it, even these days, it's charm. Because like the other girl said, yeah, it's right. Women are playing the grandfather, the grandmother, the cousin, the pastor, the Baptist, the preacher, you know what I'm saying, the baptizer, God dang, and you know what I'm saying, the corporate boss, and, the, you know what I'm saying, the Negro that whoops ass when she comes home, you know what I'm saying, she's playing all these roles, which you expect her to be but confused.
Right.
Because back in the day, it was one simple role, cook, clean, you know what I'm saying, F something, go to sleep, take care of the kids, why go to work?
Mm-hmm.
But now the roles are reversing, you know what I'm saying, because it's getting so bad now that, you know what I'm saying, the males can't find jobs. I'm not going to say can't, but you know what I'm saying, we go on job-free hiatuses for at least months and months and months, and you know what I'm saying, the woman is working hard. So I understand where that's coming from, but, you know, I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, when it comes to that charm shit, because I always thought, you know what I'm saying, we let that happen. You know, she got a pretty face. Let's let this happen for a little bit, and let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? If there ain't nothing going to move, kick on to the side. I mean, that's just how I feel.
Make it sense. Yeah. And wow. I think that, you know, just to answer your question as far as letting them, I think, you know, It's always going to be that way. You know, I'm gonna see how far I can get, how far I can go, how far I can do this. It's always going to be that way. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, you do have certain instances where he don't know that that's what he's going to do. You know, he just wants to, you know, go for the ride. And sometimes he is, you know, he is fascinated with this person. You know, so.
Right. But there's not a baser instinct. There's not a baser instinct for men. You know what I'm saying? Men already have in their mind as soon as they see this girl, okay, I'm going to spend some dollars on her. Okay, I already know what type of girl she is. This is what I'm going to do. That's 9 out of 10 out of every male when we see a female. We already know the approach that we're coming out. You understand? And we already know the approach to how much we're going to stand before we say, fuck it, it ain't worth it. Because even Barbara understand on the line, we have a limit.
Yeah.
And we just want to see how much of that limit, like a credit card, she going to run up before we say, you know what, this ain't worth it. This ain't worth my time. You might be the prettiest female that God ever put on the green earth, but you know what I'm saying? You a piece of shit. You always be scum to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
So basically, on that note, all I can say is, y'all not built for it like they was built for it back then.
No, it's not even being built for it.
In a way, it is. You know, because back then they took a lot of stuff back then. You know, what we give y'all now is nothing compared to what they did back then.
But see, back
then,
it is
all
too many choices.
So y'all, you know, just like we not built for it now, y'all not built for it back then. You know, y'all not built for it neither. So
it's not being built for it. Why would I want to be built for just this one purpose when there's so many persons out here? And what I mean by that is, you know what I'm saying, why would I sit here and try to be built for one female when it's a goddamn candy jar full of them motherfuckers?
But you know what? Back then, it wasn't about the, because there was the good candy and then there was the bad candy. You got to remember, back then it was different levels. So if you want to, it's like if you want a hood rat and then you want a boss chick. You know what I'm saying? It was different levels. You know, yeah, there's a lot of candy out there, but what quality do you want?
Right, but that's the
no. The more quality, or the more expensive that female, the more you got to do, the more you're going to take. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, there's a lot of females. It just all depends on your quality. You know. I'm just saying.
When you're reaching that candy jar, you never know what you're going to get. That's just like, okay, you've been talking to a girl for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to get. That girl can be nuttier than a goddamn squirrel shit put together.
I know that's right.
We don't know what we're going to get. We just try. And far as that comment talking about we ain't built for, why should we be built for? Why should we put up with nonsense when there's like 300,000 other flavors out there, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? I don't like vanilla no more. I'm going for chocolate. I don't want chocolate no more. I want butter pecan. You know what I'm saying? It's a magnificent thing.
Mm-hmm.
I say as far as being built for, we updated. You know what I'm saying? That software is outdated and old. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we built on. That's our foundation now. Hold on. That's our foundation you're talking about there.
I'm just saying. You got to upgrade
the thing. You can only go so far. But okay, you know, I get you, King Hollow.
We done upgraded from binary codes. You know, I ain't just an ordinary rapper. I actually study. You know, we done upgraded the binary codes to being able to do a lot of magnificent things. Social sites is a magnificent thing. So that way, if I don't just want to talk to one female online, I can talk to many if I want to that I answer back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It is a wonderful thing. Being built for it is not the question no more. The question is, can you stand the rain? That's the question. Can you handle that thunderstorm that's going to come in your life? That is the question. And 9 out of 10 times, if you ain't settled and ain't got things going for yourself or trying to get on your feet, hell no. You ain't ready for that thunderstorm. You know what I'm saying? Because she's going to tear up everything within your mile radius. And some dudes are not ready for that kind of, you know what I'm saying, that kind of weather storm. For real.
Right. I feel you, King Hollow. We got some other callers on here.
Yeah, we got Mr. Sun. Sometimes he's been over for a minute, it seems. Let me bring him on. He was having problems earlier. Mr. Sun 752, welcome.
What's good? Yeah, how y'all feeling? What's up?
Brown reporter. What's up, brother?
Brown reporter. Black reporter.
Brown reporter. Black reporter's counterpart.
When it comes down to it, a man is going to treat a woman the way he was culturally taught to treat a woman. So, you know, you see certain consistencies. If a man, if a young man grew up in a situation where his mom was, I mean, where his dad was, or some other male figure was disrespecting his mother, you know what I mean, calling her a bitch, hoe, whatever, and maybe even physically abusing her, the likelihood for him to continue that cycle is going to be higher. The same way as if a man grows up in let's say a single parent family, you know, where he just grew up with his mother, and his mother feels some kind of way about the way men treat women, so she's hell bent on making sure that her son respects women at all costs, even if it hurts him to do so, and he makes a sucker out of himself by doing so and allowing his woman to walk all over him. The likelihood of him following that example is high. You understand what I mean? So, you know, when you look at society now, and we see because we have so many media outlets, we have a chance to see so many beautiful women and all of that. You may wonder how come it seems like some women, you know, have it all, you know, in terms of being able to keep a man, or other women that may be even more beautiful than them, you know, have problems in that regard. You probably won't have to look no farther than finding out, you know, what kind of person she is, and her ability to find somebody that she's able to mesh with, you know, so she can have more of a harmonious relationship. But I don't think it's a blanket problem where you know women just don't get treated as well as they used to, because we don't really know that, and especially in the black community. I don't even see the times when we would have to go so far back in history that we don't, in this country, what do we know about a time when a woman was put on a pedestal? We've never enjoyed that type of benefits. You know what I mean? Culturally, just look at it. We had too much work. She had to be either working in the field or working in the house. That's our history. So for the chicks who do get put on a pedestal or really enjoy a financially gifted life, to where they don't have to work, they don't have to do anything, and they have servants. We created that, and that's not really a large part of our history. That's something that we would have to borrow from somebody else. You know what I mean? We ain't have it like that. But just like I said, you know, you can't trust a big button to smile. It's true. You know what I mean?
That's not true. I'm very trustworthy. What are you talking about?
Y'all know I stick to the script. Like I said, you know what I mean? As much as I love sex just as much as next day, but it don't move mountains. Sorry. It don't move mountains. Still have to get paid. You know what I mean? Family still has to get raised. And shit has to get done. And, you know what I mean? And a good shot of ass ain't going to do it. And a lot of y'all cuties don't even have a live shot. So anyway. Yeah.
another thing also is that even though, you know, we say the lady just sat down and was looking pretty, there was also that lady that helped her look pretty. You know, that lady that didn't have that fortunate lifestyle to sit around and look pretty. She was the one doing the working, and you know, so there was always a front end and there's always a back end, pretty much. And the back end is the one that was, you know, making that person look pretty, making that person look gorgeous, making them dresses, you know, finding ways to do this and finding ways to do that. So at the end of the day, it goes both ways. Even in our little history, it goes both ways. Even now, it goes both ways. So, you know, it just depends on quality. Just because she was looking pretty don't mean she was of quality. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
But even didn't Cinderella have the younger sub-sister?
Okay, yeah, we're not talking about her.
Okay.
Okay, what are you talking about? We can't even do nothing with that, Black Report. That was just wrong. I don't even that's go away nowhere near here.
Okay. All right. One thing I've decided to do, you know, with my show is that, you know, I love the conversations that we have, you know, but I haven't been doing true to myself because I always said I wanted to play music on this show. And sometimes I want to play the first song at the beginning. I don't play nothing else. And I'm like, damn, why did I play any music? You know? So we have to stop that. I have to stop that, seriously, because I'm like, you know what? I wanted it to be this type of show. Or my thing, it says music. And they're like, you'll never play no music. I'm like, that's true, you know? Conversations just be so good, you know, I just don't want to stop it. But, you know, that's the only
time. I think why they air your records that you want to play.
Oh, Jesus. Did he just say records? Did he just say records? I just thought of vinyl. When he said that, I just thought of vinyl.
Listen, why don't you keep the sun always shining over there, and don't worry about brick travel? Okay, because the door swings both ways, yeah?
I know you're trying to diss me, but it ain't going to work.
I tried to diss you. I just did. Now, the door swings both ways, like I just said.
So
it ain't going to anybody.
And so
thank you. And I'll still be here tomorrow. I'll still be here. What?
Exactly.
Word. Look, word.
Whatever. Luck you
guys. Thank you.
Listen, this is Team Fantasy. Don't try to break this down. Don't try to break this down.
Ain't nobody
going to break this down. This is Team Fantasy.
You know, we know your show is, we're coming, we'll invade your show, and every time you mention something, we'll just keep saying pussy.
Yeah.
And you know I got like 14 numbers.
No problem. Go ahead, I dare you.
I got like 14 numbers.
I dare you. I mean, because the way I look at it, if you want to put in that much work, that means I'm still winning.
No. It's not that much work for me. I got a computer. It's not that much. It's a couple of buttons. That's it. That's not a lot of work. I do that all the time.
So, 752, I want you to apologize for this comment you just made in the chat room. That wasn't a nice comment you just made.
What are you about?
Stop. So,
what, about T-Boz?
That's right about T-Boz.
I didn't bring it up.
It's not fair when anyone blackens a woman's eye, you know. Well, that wasn't right.
I never said it was right to black a chick eye, you know what I mean.
But you was like, what is that? She was a whack. She had a whack shot. What the hell does that mean?
She had whack coochie. Don't you remember him telling us all this stuff about coochie?
Okay.
Don't you remember his he came on here and he told us all about his weirdo thoughts.
Okay. Now you sort of sound like that other dude. That other clown that blamed Black Reporter that hung up the phone on. Remember Black Reporter you got up the phone? That crazy dude called that time?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's
the Dean. The Dean.
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
Look.
Beyond crazy.
I don't talk crazy. I make sense when I talk.
But see, I'm sure he thought he made sense too. But what I'm saying is, how do you know what? Okay, we'll get into that later on. I'm not going to stop
talking
about that. How do you know what's black coochie and what ain't coochie? You done had all the coochie on the earth?
No, I just had the ones that counted. And guess what? And I don't care. Look, no matter how, even if I only had one coochie in my life, that's one more than you'll ever know from the inside out.
Of course.
Oh, gee whiz, golly.
Because I ain't interested in that.
Oh, gee whiz, golly.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so I'm going to win that argument all day. So I'm going to take my victory. You can play your music now.
You know what?
Hold on.
That's a point of call.
Hold the fuck
you see
up.
How he just
motherfucking Brick's house.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
And I know ain't nobody sitting up here trying to run Brick's house but Brick.
He didn't hear the rules. He didn't hear the rules.
Y'all, I appreciate that you just had yourself a nice bowl of curry, but not on my fucking show. Not on my show. You're not going to sit up here on my show and disrespect me. Because let me tell you something. When I come to the solar system, I fall in line, okay? When I come over to the recess, I fall in line, right?
So
don't forget the
Brother
Mac show.
I disrespect you. I
disrespect her show.
Yes,
you
are. Big time.
How'd I do that? I disrespect the show.
I would never disrespect my show. When I be over with Brother Matt, I'll be sitting up there hooping and hollering. I fall in line.
Oh, my God.
Hooping and hollering. I can't even hear that going on, Brother Mac's show. I can't even hear that going on.
But I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
falling in
line,
you know?
If it wasn't
I'm
for
like,
me,
you know what? Let me sit there and get to
it. Never even made it to the Legacy of the Nation. So you scheme.
I was at all your shows the whole damn week. Don't play with me. I was the whole
no,
week
I said,
there.
I said if it wasn't for me, you would have never came to the Legacy of the Nation show.
That's right. I would have because I told you how I felt. I said how I felt. And you said, no, come on in. And you know what? Y'all
that's
still
right.
made me feel bad this week. And I cried after I got off that show because y'all made me feel bad. But that's what I'm going for another day.
Sorry.
I meant you talking about the Mayans and he jumped all over me, Black Reporter.
That's not nice.
I said, what about the Mayans? The Mayans were not Aboriginal.
Right? Bringing all these extra.
That's not
Lord,
how I feel. I was like, oh my God. This fucking social studies class all over again in school. I said, see, this is why I ain't sitting up in social studies. This is why history, I shut the fuck up in history. I don't say nothing. Because I just hate history.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for that.
Yeah. Right.
Y'all trip.
I still feel like, between you and me, I still, could you explain that Aboriginal stuff to me later on? I still don't understand. I don't understand. Thank you.
We're
going
to have a conference call. We're going to have Team Fantasy and Sun 752 on conference call so he can explain the dynamics of his shit.
You need to explain the dynamics of a lot of shit. I need to know about these Aboriginals. That's what I want to know.
Oh, my God.
See, Black Reporter, you need to tune in, too. I started to call you and tell you to tune in, Black Reporter. You need to tune in to the Aboriginal show. The Legacy of a Nation, so you can explain
oh
it to
God.
Me.
The Aboriginal show.
No, I need him. I need him to listen to it so he can explain that shit to me.
Right. He's a smart horse.
Exactly. He's a smart horse. I'm like, listen to that and just explain it to me afterwards and let me know what you're saying. Thank you.
A.K.A. Mr. Ed.
Because I'll be knowing what the fuck is going on. I tell you, I'm totally honest with you. I try, though.
Well,
so what's on the menu for tonight when we get in for our midnight snack? I should say mid-evening snack.
A mid-evening snack?
Yeah, what you got lined up? What kind of tunes you got for us?
Cartoon? What the fuck is Crush talking about?
What kind of music you about to play, woman? God, yeah.
You gonna blew her right off a block.
I don't have no music to play.
But you wanted to just play music. Did she not just say
she wanted to play music?
I did say
I wanted to play music.
But she
got
no
say
music.
That.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not ready.
You know, goodbye. I'm hanging up. How's she gonna invite us to the crib?
I stopped to mention that. You know what? I wanted to play music, but I haven't. I just voiced the thought, and now y'all jumping down my throat. You know what?
Don't you be prepared.
I have come here and brought this there. Let me tell you something. Don't you know we've done a show every day since March? Every freaking week I've done a show.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a break. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
I know about the moment, right, Black Reporter?
I mean, come on, this is March.
Sometimes
April, May. It's June, damn it. I ain't had a break in 3 months.
Right, need a vacay. We're going on vacation. Full Face Radio is
going
on vacation.
Virtual vacation again?
No. We really going on vacation.
Oh my God.
We're really going on vacation. Right, we're really going on vacation. Just,
don't leave me.
Just, yeah.
No, y'all left me last time.
We're
going to
send you a postcard. We're going to send
Black
and White a postcard. It's going to be a postcard of a swimming pool.
Okay. It's coming up on 9 o'clock here on Brick's House. We are talking about, what the hell are we talking about? Feminine Wild. I want to jump ahead of a little bit. I want to jump ahead 2,000 years now. We talked about, you know, back in the days, Cleopatra and all of you people like that. Let's talk about modern day times right now.
Okay.
Right now. Black reporter,
ma'am.
Do you believe that a woman can use Feminine Wild to get from you what she wants now?
Yep.
Oh, what?
Depends if she knows what I want.
Huh?
Depends if she knows what I want.
But you believe she could.
You want what she want though.
Okay.
So you believe so?
Yeah.
That's true. He wants what she wants. Because his whole main goal is to satisfy her. So technically, she already know what you want. So, yeah, you would do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's moving on vacation.
What our son, 752?
Son, 752?
What?
Attention, son, 752. Attention. Do you believe that a woman who's used to live in the wild to get what she want?
Come on, man. Look, man.
No,
he don't have it in him.
He
think
it's
stroke.
No, the answer is
no. Like,
yeah.
No,
you believe that? Okay, so to get nothing out of
person,
you, nothing.
If you're a decent person, you deserve certain things. You can get a lot of things out of them. You ain't going to get nothing out of me just because you fly. What am I, 16? I ain't gas no more.
Look, what am I, 53?
What was there ever a period in your life where that was what happened?
What am I, 53? No, just playing.
I'm 53. Watch
that. I'm sorry. What am I, black?
Nah,
man,
the honeymoon is over.
The
honeymoon
is over.
So you never did
what
that even as a teenager, nothing. You never, you know, gave a girl something because she smiled at you and winked at you and...
Never. Maybe more in the short term, but I ain't never came out my pocket because the chick was fly. I ain't never, you know, played myself because the chick was fly. Not in the long term. Maybe up front, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I did a little something in the beginning, but after a while, you start to realize, like, hold up, there's a lot more pages in this book. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, whoa.
Does that include courting a woman as well? I mean, you talk to her, you confronted her because you found her somewhat attractive physically, and I mean, you know, in the midst of you trying to get to know her, you got to put in a little work, and it's not even because she's her feminine wild. I mean, that just comes with the territory.
Yeah,
you just answered your own question.
No, what I'm saying is, what I was going to say is that, you know, I should have hit up a relationship coach who wrote a book and told her to tune into the show if I knew it was going to go down this road. Because, you know, I tune into their shows every now and then, and they explain that, you know, if a man pays for dinner, you know, we go out on the first date, and a man, you know, he got to pay. You know, it's not, because I said, you know, I wouldn't mind paying for dinner or paying for myself or whatever. And they said, no, I like when a man takes me out, and I like when you pay. And, you know, he should not expect to have sex afterwards. You know, and I put in all this work, you know, for me to look good. for him to have the, you know, basically eye candy on his shoulder or on his arm when we go out. You know, I'm not coming out there looking like no bum. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You got your hair done. You got your nails done. You got all this stuff done. So, yeah, he should be honored and he should want to take you out, you know, and he should want to, you know, show you off or treat you. And because, you know, it's not even that you deserve it, but that's something that he would want to do.
Well, I agree to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Like, I just never understood, you know, the whole eye candy thing. Because, I mean, dude might be fly, too. Ain't he eye candy for you? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it ain't like, all right, this is the same thing as, like, I've been on that side of the story the same way as I put chicks on that side of the story. You know, like, there's been times when, you know, I've been asked to go to certain social functions. You know what I mean? Because maybe I was a clean-cut dude, you know, type handsome in their eyes or whatever the case may be. So I was there. I was the showpiece for her. So, I mean, dude, should I expect to get paid for that? No. You know what I'm saying?
Happy if she wanted you to continue to go out with her, right? She had to put out something.
Exactly, but she's not gonna make me happy by just looking good. She's gonna make me happy by understanding my vision with things and, you know, having, you know, good conversation and seeming like he has some type of sophistication, you know, concerned about her future. A genuinely interesting, good person. You understand what I mean?
Exactly.
The territory. I mean, not everybody that, you know, I'm not talking about the, I love blah, blah, blah. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
you were saying.
It was not coming out just now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Move on. Go ahead.
All right. Listen. Here go the bottom line. I mean, you know what I mean? Some dudes really, really believe in paying up front for something that I consider not to have that much of substance. You know what I mean? As much as I like the way a woman looks, smells, and all that kind of stuff, I like that as much as the next man, trust and believe. At the same time, that's where it's going to start. That's not where it's going to end. That's the alpha.
You're getting your money's worth at the same time.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I disagree with what Crush was saying is that a dude shouldn't expect to get no ass just because he came out the pocket. I think he should expect to get some ass regardless of whether he came out the pocket, because that's what makes a date fun.
He is a hot mess.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, don't touch that black water.
What I will touch, though,
I know. Look, I put it out there. If I take a chick out, I expect to get some ass at the end of the night. I don't give a fuck what happens. And if I don't get it, I ain't going to be all mad and be pouting, but I'm going to be disappointed. You know what I mean? So just know that. Even if I don't show me disappointed, yeah, I'm sorry.
Crush, I just wanted to say you were scaring me for a second. You were using those words, relationship coach, and you know the last relationship coach we interviewed, right?
No, this lady is I only say that because, you know, people always claim my relationship bashing, but people like myself and Sun752, who's not looking for that end game, you know, as far as the whole marriage thing, I'm trying to be objective, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, for those people that do look at relationship as far as, you know, I want to date her, I want to get to know her, then, you know, you want to take the, you know, y'all want to take it to the next level, and then y'all want to end up, you know, married. I'm not trying to get married. I know Sun752. I don't know. Well, are you trying to get married, Sun752?
I'm chilling. I'm good.
Okay, yeah, see, so, you know, it's like to us, yeah, we expect to get laid on the first night. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, yeah, that, you know, that would make us feel some type of way, because I don't see us going 2 years, 5 years, you know, us being in a relationship and nothing like that. No, I only see this right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I see with you.
Mm-hmm. But
that,
you know,
that
exactly
does not apply to me, but you know what I mean. I'm just saying, speaking
but
in general.
You know exactly who I was talking about.
Yeah, I know he's talking about, yeah.
So.
Okay, so I say this. I want some biscuits. Okay, go ahead.
Me too.
But anyway.
They better be damn good.
So since you're not interested in getting married, does that mean that you feel that, you know, the allotted time in between asking for sex, that should just be voided? You feel like, you know, like, hey, what am I waiting for? Is that how you feel?
I know you ain't asking me.
You know, I think from my perspective, because, I mean, it's different from a guy, you know, than it is from a woman. To an extent, it, you know, if I was just to be completely honest with you, yes. However, there are many different aspects that, you know, that plays a role in me not doing that. There's a lot of different aspects, and some of them have to do with, you know, not everybody is on the same level as freedom or free-spirited as I am. You know, not all dudes are like that. Yeah, they would like it. If I did that, you know, I wouldn't get rid of them. You know, so, you know, you gotta, and you have to, you know, in this day and age, you know, you have to have some type of self-control and some type of restraint when it comes to, you know, just giving a pussy away all frilly-nilly, you know. So, you know, you got to use your best judgment. And honestly, for my best judgment, physically, mentally, emotionally, that would not be, you know, something that I can deal with or I would put myself through to just give it all willy-nilly, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that when it comes to consenting adults, I think that if they feel like they feeling, you know, some kind of way towards each other and they want to get it on early in the relationship or early in their knowledge of each other, then I don't have a problem with that. Sometimes the feeling is just right. You know what I mean? But I think that should be determined by both parties involved. That's really nobody else's business. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not going to subscribe to that wait 90 day bullshit or, you know what I'm saying? if I give it up to him too early, then he ain't going to respect me. Because believe me, I'm going to respect you if you worthy of respect. Because you give, you know, just because you give me what I wanted, I'm not going to disrespect you over that. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But when it really all comes down to it, when people follow that 90-day shit, who are they really doing that for? Are they doing it for themselves? Or are they doing it for the people that they're going to tell about?
The people they're going to tell about?
That's what I'm saying. I don't really understand
that. That's what I said. There's many different aspects that fall into it, you know, when it comes to that, you know, as far as, like, the whole, when it comes to sex and, you know, women got to look at it a different way. Because, I mean, just as, you know, women, these dudes out here bitch made nowadays. You know what I mean? So they gossip just as much as women gossip. And who needs that to walk into a room and everybody start whispering, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, man, fuck all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. You may not be one of the few that's not like that, but there are many dudes out there, and everybody's not falling into the gravitational pull of the sun, shall I say.
Okay. We have two callers that need to come on. First, I want to bring on our resident 5 minutes with John. John 614. Hello, John.
Yeah, I have to agree with your caller. I look at it this way. If both parties are consulting adults and you're feeling a vibe, hey, I'll paint my phone number on your ass if I have to. You want my address, the street? Hell yeah, you know, okay. I'm going to paint tits on your back, you know.
There you go, John.
I'm taking you out to dinner. What the hell am I going to get? A hug? If you're full figured, yeah, I want to fuck you.
Yes, John.
Talk to
me. Dirty.
No, I don't mean dirty. It's not like I'm going to fuck when I get done. Your hair's going to be white and you're going to look like Santa Claus because you're going to have a beard. No, I ain't going to do that. I'll just write my name and phone number on you, you know.
Tag him. That's what I'm talking about. Tag that pussy, John. Tag him. That's yours.
You know.
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. Go, John.
Oh, hey, I heard a song. Great. Let her play Rod Stewart. Hot legs.
Rod Stewart? What?
Yeah,
Rod,
she's got legs right up to her neck.
You just did it. You was doing so good. You just went wrong.
No, she got legs right up to her neck. Yeah, chick. That chick.
So good, John. Then you came in with Rod Stewart. Like, come on, John. You've done so much better. What the hell?
He was doing so good.
He was doing so good, wasn't he? I was going to say it. Like, go ahead.
Oh, pink my eye.
You know what? My nipples just got so open. Bye, John. Bye. Bye.
Wait. I got some German sausage.
No, don't want that.
He got some very
good. What about kosher meat? I got kosher.
No, John, my nipples
are
getting soft, John. Look, my nipples are getting soft,
John.
Never mind.
You can enter our kielbasa contest if you like, John. Go to brickhouse.com and enter our kielbasa contest.
Well, you come over, I'll give you a free taste test.
No, damn.
Oh, John.
Hey, nobody's going to take any pictures. You'll be the only one who'll know.
No, John.
How much of a gentleman I am.
A
no,
John.
One thing I don't think that you should do is I don't think you should have phone sex with a person before you.
Oh, hell no.
Before you
what?
You should have phone sex with what?
Because if you have really, really good phone sex, and then your real sex ain't that good.
He ain't lying.
What is the point of taking back to the phone?
The boy is
919. You're on.
Well,
hey guys, I'm enjoying the show, and I'm gonna tell you this. Hey guys, that man's son is a damn fool. I cannot believe he went up there and told the truth like that.
Look, man, I gotta be lying to y'all. I ain't never do it with nobody on this phone. So,
pizza pussy
for that reason. Now,
what'd you say? Yet? You haven't done nobody on the phone yet? Did I hear yet? Am I the only person that heard that?
My conversation might be slightly different if I had different ambitions.
Oh.
What?
I don't know if that was an insult. I think that's an insult.
Oh,
insult?
Look.
All this scrumptiousness and you talking like that?
Oh, yeah. What was I
feel some type of way.
I'm tripping. Yeah, I mean, just remember, first date. First date for what?
Hey guys, excuse me guys. I'm gonna have to step away from the phone. I got something come up, something really important. So, but you guys have a great show. Everything is sounding wonderful. Do your thing, everybody. All that and whatnot.
Bye. All right, bye,
Crash. See you later, boo.
The other one, Crash.
I'll see you later, honey. I'll give you a call. Shout out to 1111. Somebody got their number blocked. They listening. Shout out to them. Shout out to 3. That's Sunny. Sunny Shine.
Sunny.
Shout out to Mike. Sunny Shine.
Yeah, you can't say one without the other. It's like Sunny and Cher, Sunny and Mike.
So. Nah, Sunny and Shine. Sunny who?
That piece of stone we call Mike. That piece of stone we call Mike.
Piece of stone.
Yeah, he's a piece of stone right there. That
damn crush.
That was magnificent. Sorry, Black Reporter, this is not for your ears. This is
no, it's not. I was talking to my ladies.
Sorry, Black Reporter. It ain't for my ears either.
I was talking to my ladies. It's not for the men ears. The ladies. The ladies know what I'm talking about. Wink, wink, hard wink. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know, yeah, that was magnificent right there. I still need some baby oil. That's all I'm saying.
Sound like something private.
Some baby oil. That's all I needed was baby oil. I don't know why Instagram makes people look ashy.
Oh, my God. Yo, too much.
Instagram makes people look mad foggy. Like, Oh, man. So what else we got going on?
Okay, well, we can talk briefly about our contest. We have a couple of entries.
Right.
We have a couple of entries.
Shout out to
what were some of the entries we received? Don't want to give their names. Mr. Seymour, Mr. Botts.
Right.
Those are some of our contestants. And definitely you guys want to definitely send your picks in. This is going to be a wonderful prize. I mean, come on. It's a prize. It's free. And you're going to send us your Johnsons anyway. Because this is what you guys do. This is just public. This is human nature for you. So just do what comes natural and win a free prize. Okay? I'm still waiting for Sun752's submission. I'm still waiting for
John.
I'm still waiting for John's submission.
On a quest.
I'm still waiting for On a Quest submission.
Right.
All these guys that talk the talk. I'm waiting for them to walk the walk.
King Hollow. All the guys that tuned in tonight's show. Yes, y'all need to go brickhouse.com and submit.
Submit. Straight to brickhouse.com.
Enter now. Lovely.
Okay.
I'm going. Dare I say it, Mike? Dare I say it, Mike? Either go ahead and enter. Oof. We need a full body of Mike, though. That.
Oh yeah, definitely, Mike. Please.
Yeah, we need a full body. Yeah, you just can't send us.
We need a full body.
Yeah, we need a full body. We gotta validate. We gotta validate that it's only you.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
We're going to get Stevie B. And we got to get Lee. All the friends of the show. I'm going to hit up Buddha. Get Buddha in there.
Okay, we need everybody to hit up the show. Definitely hit up the website. Submit your package. You may win a nice package. If you take a picture of your package.
That's it.
That's
we just need two shots from different angles. You know, put it on the
definitely.
Table. I don't know.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I'm going to chime in a little bit before we close the subject out on coming in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this may have something to do with the fact that, you know, I have horses. So I do believe that it is possible for a woman to use her feminine wiles in order to get what she wants. Now, mind you, we may have, Sun752 is very strong-willed on the phone right now. And, yeah, you have a couple of other brothers like him. But, you know, I think that given the opportunity, you know, I don't think he's lying to us. I think he's telling the truth. I think that Sun is actually like this. The way he is on the phone with us is the way he is with these women. I do believe he is. So, I happen to know for a fact that I do have these horses. And I do have these guys who are quite eager to please. And all you have to do is flirt just get what the hell you want. Okay. So
you
guys,
don't you have to do more than just flirt?
What? No.
Oh, well, see, I totally disagree.
I don't have to give up no ass. I don't have to do that. I don't have to give up ass.
But that's my whole thing, though, Brick. You know, like, for some dudes are going to go for that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going for the okey doke. Like, I'm going to have, that shit is going to have to be guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Well, they just say different strokes for different folks.
Exactly, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm. See, you know what? The sad thing about it is, Sun 752, you have the makings of a stallion. You're about 10 to 15 to 20% from becoming a true stallion, and those are very hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you just will not yield. You know?
Mm-hmm. I like that. He just
let me say
he ain't galloping in the wind. Ooh, yeah.
It ain't like.
Oh my God, you do.
It's not like I haven't had to have this conversation. You know what I mean? To ask why are you like this? What's happened to you, son? Who hurt you? That's what I said. Fuck out of here.
Yes.
I do love you.
Lay down on the chair. You want to use my lap?
Think about it.
You can use my pillows for your pillow.
Yeah. But I feel like, from my point of view, it's just like some people work with disappointment better than other people work with disappointment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty good when it comes to disappointment. You know, I express my disappointment. I'm not really going to beat you down about it because I'm like, well, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. You know what I'm saying? But being as though I've never put all my eggs in that basket, like I didn't set myself up, for the full failure. But that's just like saying. But then like I say it that way, another person might interpret that as. Maybe I never gave my all. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? I just believe you gotta keep some for yourself. You don't protect yourself, nobody ain't gonna protect it for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yeah,
I heard all that.
Yes, sir. You can use my pillows as your pillow. You need a good stroking.
Well, I'm just saying, he has got. This is the closest I've seen. Son is the closest I've seen to a stallion, other than the original only stallion that's on the earth right now, President Barack Obama. Son is close, but he just will not yield. That's your problem. You won't yield. If you would yield for 5 seconds, you'd have the title.
You don't think? I think that's what happened. I think Michelle made Obama yield.
Exactly. It's going to take a strong woman to make your ass yield, and that bitch will be the true traitor of all traitors right there. But you will yield to her, and then you will elevate to stallion status.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Don't say it, Darren.
Right now you're just a shrub.
One day.
Right now, you're just a stallion shrub.
No, he's a little bit higher than a horse, because I couldn't even say he's just a horse. He's a little bit higher on the chain. He's like a black Andalusian horse.
Wait. Hold up, break.
Mm.
What is a stallion? Mm. Let me make sure I understand your lingo.
You're just a horse.
You're just a horse, Blackwater.
Yeah, you're just a horse, Blackwater. You're a horse that reads books.
But what are y'all talking
and
about?
And I give you that status of horse, Black Reporter, because you are an elder.
Okay.
Your legs don't work no more.
You're not in this race no more,
Black Reporter.
He receives an honorary degree.
You got honorary status. All right.
Of your age. I have to elevate you to a horse status. It would be insulting to call a man of your age and stature a mule. It really would be. So I would never do that. That's why I said you are a horse.
You are a horsey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we need to explain to Sun 752, even though he gets it, he wants us to explain because he said he doesn't get it.
Well, he is a horse. He's a horse that I've been. I believe, and I have been taught that men are, not dogs. Okay, I don't believe in men and dogs. I don't say, oh, men and dogs. No, I believe you are horses. That's what you are. And you were put on this earth and built to serve.
Mm.
That's what you do. A man bears a burden, and the horse bears a burden. He carries the load. He toils the sword. He gets slapped on the ass, and he keeps it moving. That's what a horse's
right.
job is.
And
okay.
he knows how and when to breathe.
And, you know, it's like, y'all are not stupid animals. I'm not saying that you're stupid, listen, no, no. Quite intelligent. Some of you, quite intelligent.
And well hung.
and very well hung, very good looking, just very strong.
Well,
you know.
And wait a minute. Remember that the horse that almost became a Triple Crown winner, remember that he got injured? And was he?
Yeah, yeah. My man, I really like that horse. That was fucked up.
What is he doing now?
Well, horses that are so used to me, then I don't let them graze on my land. They're out. I put them out to the wild.
No, he's not out. He is breeding. And
well, I don't know what that is. Okay, I'm talking about my stable, my land. If a horse is unuseful to me, I put him out.
And if he betrays me, then he gets dealt with like he did with a horse.
Put him
down. Yeah, put him down. Let him go. Let him be in the wild. Let the earth handle.
No, you put him down. You don't let him go in the wild. You put him down. Because then he'll just wander on someone else's property and do damage there. And we got to look out for each other as women. So you put them down.
That's right.
Interesting.
Well, this is my philosophy here. All the questions trying to get me to.
Can't tell me that. Now I'm going to run with it.
Who wants to be my horsey? All the questions was trying to get me. He wants me to give this theory to Godon and them online. So that basically he kind of like, I don't know what his purpose is. I guess to either enlighten them. I don't think it's to enlighten them. I think it's to probably try to, I don't know, start some shit. But you know how I feel about that. Crush.
I'm going to tell them.
I don't care if you tell them.
I'm going to call up in there and be like, y'all horsies, listen to me.
They're
going to hang up on me. They're like, hey, bye, Crush.
Y'all just too much.
Horsey want a carrot?
Okay, you're stupid. That's they eat, right? Carrots or no, they eat apples.
Ooh.
What do the horses eat? Blop? What the fuck do they eat?
They eat grass.
They're definitely vegetarians. Yeah, they
eat apples.
Right.
They love red apples. They love them.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure. I don't want to feed my horsey the wrong thing and they die on me.
You
know
what you want.
Like, calling you up in the middle of the night. Brick, you won't get out. My horsey won't get up.
Okay. Shout out to the chat room, people that are still there. Quest is back. Brown Girl is there, and Sun 752 is still there. I guess Sunny Shot got off the phone. So she started talking about my ass. She got off. I guess she said, "Y'all bitches better lay off my man." She said, "You bitches." She said, "Y'all black bitches better get away." Okay.
I am not a bitch. How? That's not even right. How they get to call horses and we still call dogs? I don't get that.
What?
I
don't know what they call them.
I call
them horse.
I want to be a horse.
Y'all
feel free
to call whatever.
I don't want to be a bitch. I want to be a horsey. Can I be a?
You can be whatever you want to be, Crush.
Oh, okay. I want to be a horsey.
Why don't you
be
a pony?
I want to be a pony. Oh, gosh.
Well, she turned into a male cat, so you can screw that cat so that cat can shut
hell
up.
Hell no. That cat is dangerous. She don't know how to stand still, man.
she get her little position too? I'm gonna take a picture for it so I can see.
No,
it.
I don't want to see that. No thanks.
Yeah, she be getting her little position, her little booty be up, and telly to the side. She be ready.
Well, I told you what to do for that.
Like, come here.
Huh? Pull out one of your toys and give her some. Nah.
She got her own little feather duster.
Enjoy the broom.
Oh, she got a feather duster.
Yeah,
oh, my
her.
God.
Right, it was, you know, we just pop, you know, just pop.
That sounds like it'd be torture to tickle it. It'll be tickling her little coochie?
No, it, you know, you get it, like, in the stick part, you just pop.
Uh-oh, she's in the stick part, pop. Which one?
Just
pop
it on there.
Tapping.
And she just be a moving and a grooving.
I
have a video. I'm going to make a video so y'all can see it. I'm going to turn the light on and do the video so y'all can see what I'm talking about. I'll put up in a group.
That's more than I need.
Attention, Sun 752. Attention.
What's up?
Sun 752. Pop quiz. What's your favorite position?
Laying down. Haha. It's laying down and on the inside.
Laying down on the inside. You fucking idiot.
Laying down. I know that.
He ain't giving away snow in the fucking winter, is he? Fucking told you shit.
Damn.
Why are you acting like that, son?
You don't want to stand
please,
that.
Don't do it. It sounds too familiar.
Why are you acting like that? I want to know how I can make my horsey happy.
Ooh.
I'm going to name my stallion Daddy. Oh, Lord. Good grief. That didn't even sound right coming out.
I don't need my stallion daddy.
Right, that didn't even sound right coming out. I don't need my stallion daddy.
Something like, yo, check this out. Nah, check this out, my mean. I ain't trying to hear that, my mean.
Check this out.
Now
he called me, what you doing? Wait, what? Don't be talking to me like that in that voice,
you can get this, my mean. You get
the
it.
Vibration of my eardrum. Don't make my eardrum vibrate.
Damn.
You get this. But you ain't spending the night, nah, I mean. Get your shit together. Get your panties and shit. That's what you say, right?
Don't leave nothing here.
Don't leave your panties. Get your panties and shit. Don't leave nothing here.
Nah, see. But you know, honestly, I'm really not that way. You know what I'm saying? I believe it being nice. I just don't believe it getting...
You just feel like you're going to go wash for, or you give her paper towels.
I done had shit, you know, in my crib plenty of times. You know what I mean? And you know what? That don't upset me or nothing like that. But when you do little slick shit, you know what I mean, to try to find out something instead of just asking me about it, that's when I'll get pissed off. Like for example. If you leave a garment floating over my crib, I don't have no problem with that. You know, you just get it next time you come back. You know what I mean? But if you do something slick like throw a pair of your panties in my drawer. You know what I'm saying?
Or like put
some of your clothes in my hamper.
Or if I leave tampons in your drawer.
Huh?
What about leave tampons in your drawer?
That's like, you know what I'm saying?
A pack of Tampax in your bathroom.
I mean, but if we rocking like that, that's one thing. But if you know it's not.
What?
Somebody call back it up.
Oh, what?
That's not what that was. That was not what that was. I know that familiar sound.
That's back and forth. That's your ambulance backing up. That's okay. Everything all right?
No.
Put y'all on hold.
I put y'all on hold so I can go on speakerphone. But I changed my mind.
Okay.
Real long walk when you fall off the seat. My grandmother had one. That's all to make sure. Everything all right?
All right.
All right.
So back to Sun 752. Is no other men on here? Not you, Black Boy.
I don't know.
On a quest hung up. On a quest hung up? Oh. Where are our men's is at? We need to... I need to start right now, phone numbers. Start calling y'all.
All right.
I'm going to start calling y'all in the middle of a show. Like, yes, hello, this is LaCrush from Phone Fantasy Radio. Oh, my God, I'm going to get cursed out on the air. Let's start doing this. Right? Like, who? Yeah. Crush from Phone Fantasy Radio. May I speak to Buddha, please? And I'm going to leave voicemails, too.
That's bad.
I'm going to leave voicemails, too. I'm going to start calling people back. Like, hello, yes, this is LaCrush from Phone Fantasy Radio, the adult zone. Show's on air. You didn't show up. Just want to make sure everything is all right.
But check it out,
y'all.
I don't want y'all to get the wrong impression. You know what I mean? I ain't really hard on a chick like all of that. It's just that I think I'm probably the best person to deal with when things are going well, when I feel like you know, you on my side and we get some things done. As soon as I get that impression that you try to play me, that's when things get ugly. They never get physical, but they get ugly. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't have no problem letting you know that I don't like something and maybe you shouldn't do that no more. Yeah,
so
if
you
that.
Don't have no problem letting us know that you don't like nothing, why do you have a problem? I mean, why do you have a problem letting us know that you do like something? Because I'm still trying to figure out what is your favorite position.
But I just told you what my favorite position was. If I honestly told you my favorite position, probably last. Because it's really
no, you wouldn't.
I honestly like the missionary position better than all the rest of the positions combined.
Wow.
I can see that.
Because I have more control that way, and you can't run away.
No, you know what a good position is? If you like that, the good position for that will have to be the scissors with one leg up and you straddle over her leg.
Well,
that is a very good position.
That's different versions of it,
true.
But you know, when it really all comes down to it, like if you ask me, like, is doggy style my favorite position?
No. Because that means I'm in control. Doggy style means the girl's in control.
Actually, I don't see how you in control with in doggy style.
How am I in control of doggy style? I control the thrust.
Yes.
Well, it depends on if she knows.
Not if I'm behind you.
Look. It depends on if she knows what she's doing. Yeah, I do the shoulder thrust. Even if my head is down and my ass is up, it's still me. I don't just sit there. You know, so you gotta look at it that way too. I'm not just sitting there, and so you can just watch my ass. Right. So, you know, I control my thrust. You know. Oh my God! Oh.
Who was that?
What was that?
That was a hood.
Yeah, somebody
saw that. I know that's Brooklyn, son. Look, that's Brooklyn, son. Look, what them big red-ass cockroaches. They damn near biggest mice. Like,
these motherfuckers cockroaches. Whatever. Nah, they packing fireworks. I'm just being silly, y'all. Fireworks. I was just being silly.
What's the occasion?
It's the hood.
No, okay.
You know, they cracking fireworks
pretty much
Memorial Day.
All
there's
that,
no,
right?
Yeah, there's no such thing as an occasion. Like, 4th of July, that started Memorial Day. Like, what?
Okay. Niggas out of school, they gotta find something to do.
We're gonna hear those.
Even though I know she's not listening.
I'm listening,
boo. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my daughter's mom. She broke her selfie spell and got me a present for Father's Day. This is for y'all who don't know. This was an unprecedented event, never happened before. Well, I really have to give her a shout out for that. That's just serious.
That's nice. I got a present for Daddy's Day for you.
And I got to give it to my two daughters. That even though they did not give me a Father's Day present, even though they are 1,400 miles away, I still got love from them. One was working, so she couldn't exactly give me love, but the other one did for her. And I talked to my oldest for a good half an hour, which was nice. So, yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, because mine ain't going to be so nice.
Mine ain't nice either, so you could go ahead, too.
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to my baby, Johnny.
Oh, damn.
Who decided to take his ass to Philly on Father's Day and didn't bother to say, let me come get a boy and take his ass, too. Which would have been a nice father-son trip. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good.
Wait. They came to Philly?
They came to Philly.
And you think that would have been a good father-son?
No. Listen. If they would have sat on a park bench together, that would have been a good father-son.
I hear you.
Yeah. The simple idea of a man spending time with his child.
Exactly. You chose to go to Philadelphia to some damn rap concert instead of being with your son for Father's Day. So, yeah, I'm bitter. I'm angry.
What rap concert was that?
I don't know. Some underground hip-hop shit. Chasing dreams, like I call it. Everybody want to be up in the studio instead of getting a fucking job. That's what I call it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never ask again.
Now, listen, my thing is this. We all got dreams. You understand what I'm saying? We all got aspirations, and we all want to do something. You know, all that we never... Some people want to get on stage and sing, okay? But you know what? They realize that at the end of the day, it's about paying them damn bills and keeping a roof over your head. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody can't afford the dream. So while you sitting somewhere dreaming, somebody got to pay the damn bills. Don't forget that.
True.
Yeah, but I know how it be. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to rock the crowd.
And what happened?
I thought I was too old. Fucking 25 years old.
You see? But that makes sense. These dudes be 40 and they still in the studio.
Hell in the fucking studio.
If I would have stuck with it when I was 25, I probably would have been, you know how many good to go at 40. But no.
Yeah.
I thought I was too old at 25.
No bills, but yet they in the studio. Okay,
listen.
They ain't got the rent money, but they want to expect you to understand they ain't got
the
rent money, but they got a full studio.
My thing is this, if you're going to be a rapper or anything like that and you're 40 years old, you need to at least know how to at least do the back end so you can get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
your skills
or all the stuff that you learn could benefit somebody else up and coming. You can still make your mixtape and all that, but you still need to have some money coming in so you can help out, you know, wherever you're financially, wherever you're needed. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're 40 and you started when you was 25 and you put in that work, then you need to own a skill. Like, you shouldn't just be rapping. You should know how to produce, you know, make drops, do anything. You can make you – it's the World Wide Web, like we said. As far as meeting people, you can also make money off of that. So, I mean, so many people, they learn it, but they don't utilize it, myself included. But what happened was
– Right.
I'm gonna start my own website, y'all. I'm gonna start making websites. So if you need a website for your show, hit me up. I'm gonna hook you up.
Weren't you already doing this?
Get a discount, huh?
Weren't you already doing this?
Yeah.
And listen, come to her with some money, cash money. This ain't the
right.
Water system.
I take credit.
Money.
I take Visa. PayPal, MasterCard, Discovery. That's what I take.
And a check will do.
No, I don't take checks.
Girl, third-party checks.
I'm not taking
it over to the liquor store. Take it to Lee's liquor store, girl.
I'm not taking a check.
Take it to Lee's liquor store.
I do take the major credit cards, you know, and PayPal, so.
No.
I'm going to start hooking people up. I'm going to start charging for flyers and all that shit. It ain't the best work, but you need something. What else were you talking about? My wrist hurt.
I want to give a shout out to my daddy.
This person takes care of me, makes sure there's food on the table, clothes on my back, you know, keeps me in line, always give me advice when I need it. You know, just have been there for me, you know, all my life, literally all my life. So I want to give a shout out to my daddy, Leticia Moore.
There you go.
My father, who art in heaven.
Yes, so I'm going to give a shout out to her. She's my daddy. She is the creator of me.
One Leticia Moore.
Yes, Leticia Moore, the creator of La Crush Arts, yes.
Okay, so let's see what's coming up this week on Phone Fantasy Radio this week. What's going on, guys? What's up for tomorrow? Make it interesting. Hope it's good.
Well, Phone Fantasy Radio will present the Adult Zone. First half of the show from 9 to 10. We'll be talking about the bitterness of Father's Day, the confusion, and all that stuff, because we noticed that, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who hates when a woman is acknowledged on Father's Day. They feel like, you know, this is our day, .. you know, so forth and so forth. So we're going to talk about that. Like, what is it? What is it really? Why do you, you know, feel some type of way? Like, nigga, you got your birthday celebration, you know. So we're going to get all into that. And then from 10 to 11, from his cubbyhole, Black Reporter.
Thank you, ma'am. And on the stage recently at a graduation, a speaker... Mind you, a white speaker, but I don't think race matters in this situation. Told the graduating class that they are nothing special. That don't get out of here and think, and you've been pampered and spoiled and put up on a pedestal all of your life, all through your school days. You've been given a trophy for this, given a trophy for that, and we need to stop giving you trophies. What's your opinion on that speech?
Okay, so that's what's going down on the Adult Zone. 805-830-8320 right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Wednesday night.
And the sun always shines.
Wednesday.
The sun always shines, so
you know what?
You got me messing up my own shit. Hey, don't blame me. What did I do?
All right.
You said I had it right. How am I messing it up?
Because you talked about that shit earlier today. You know what I mean? You told me, yeah. See, now I ain't ready. Anyway, so don't be trying to do this. Still with his plans revolve around the circus. We're going to talk about Salt in the Game. That's the title of the show, Salt in the Game. So we're going to talk about how sometimes between two parties, a third party will basically, tell one of the two parties something bad about one or the other, and then y'all wind up falling out and not even really understand what happened because the communication might have broken down. So where jealousy is concerned, somebody throws salt in your game and ruins a good relationship that you had. We're going to talk about the reasons people do that and the effects of it and what we can do in order to keep that from happening again or maybe repair the situation. So that's how it's going down. Let's always shine. So the solar system show with plans revolve around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
until around 10-ish. And we say 10-ish because sometimes it gets so heated that we have to do a little overview on the update. So check out the Sun Always Shine show, the solar system. 347-677-1153. 347-677-1153.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You made a statement. Okay, well, go back to Thursday.
Thursday
night, what we got?
Thursday, 9 p.m., we got Spoken Memoirs. This is our open mic show.
Oh,
we invite poets. We invite spoken word artists, poets, rappers, musicians to come and and support, you know, show their talent. And we, you know, I didn't even give us a homework assignment. You noticed that, right? I didn't give us a homework assignment, but we should have something for, you know, in the...
For
daddies. You know, we did it for mommies. We need to do it for daddies. Come on now.
Oh,
yeah, we don't,
Lord,
wanna, we don't want them to feel out. We got to do something for the daddies. So that's going down from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 805-830-8320. Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. And we're playing some music, so you can send your song request and all that other good stuff and follow fantasyradio.com. Yes, that's the
okay. I just want to go back to something that Sun said before that kind of intrigued me and had me, like, you know, mouth wide open.
Ooh.
You say missionary. It's your favorite, huh?
Yeah, it is.
So she can't move. Can you explain that? Just she can't run. You have women running from your ass?
I brought it up. But I'm going to put it this way. You can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, they be actually running away from your ass?
Yeah, I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you running.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You can run, but
he gave him a long stroke.
We
are so messy. We are so messy on this show.
So what you saying? Like what did we run like from a tickle fight, or you know they were just trying to push away?
He was running, but they weren't getting far. It's like running on a treadmill.
Damn.
With the same amount of workout.
Wow.
Oh, and then he'd be getting all forceful and pulling down.
Yeah. So you start with the light tap, then you go over the move into a pat, then you go all together into an onslaught of a rap to the rap, bat, bat. Look, right?
I will talk to you guys tomorrow night.
That was so hell, though. No.
Oh, boy.
That's great. Don't
do that way, Black Reporter. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Black Reporter. See you tomorrow.
You know, scared Black Reporter off the wall.
I'm like, I just want to know, does he start out with a light tap?
Bat, 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 bat.
Then he goes to the tap.
And then it goes, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, oh my God.
It goes, bah, 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 bah. Wait.
I wasn't ready for that.
Exactly. You get a lot of weight.
Right there.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on, wait a minute. Those were the young boys from the town. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
We know about it.
I was just thinking about that, and that kind of stuck in my head there. You know, conversation went on, but I kind of stayed there. Men got masculine wiles, is that what you're saying? I don't know, just the fact that he said that he likes missionary because they can't run. That shit kind of turned me on.
Really?
They can't run.
Really?
Yes.
Miss Jockey, that turned you on? Like,
yes. Listen, you're
interesting.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what almost makes Sun 752 a stallion.
Oh, right, I get it. It took a minute, but it all connected.
And they just both got this attitude,
right.
You know, you see it in both of them.
And you know
you're
going to
be
talking
mad
shit in your ear. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be talking mad shit in your ear, so.
Like, I know he be laying that damn Michelle Obama ass out. I'm going to be talking mad shit.
Y'all both talking mad shit. Like, that's the best part. The shit talking.
You think the shit talking don't help?
Yeah.
Wake up. I'll give you a script in the email. I'll email you a script.
pick up and take it.
She just said she's going to email you a script. I'm
sorry.
Right.
Over the phone.
You know,
he reads over the phone and say, wake up and take it, bitch.
Too much.
Go ahead.
Too much.
Go ahead. Anyway, let me stop.
You play too much. Look, you play.
I know I do. I'm just horny.
We see. Like, you know,
that's
not expected.
This is why I'm going shopping this weekend for some toys. Because, you know, I'm bored with the ones I have here, and, you know, it's time.
I'm
can find me a 7752. If you just email your measurements, sir, I'd be, you know, more than happy to use that information towards my advantage. Thank you. 7752. I'm serious.
Could
you give me exact dimensions and everything so I can get a
tell
prototype?
Us your measurements.
Yes, I can get a prototype.
Right. Is it hooked? Do you have a hook? Can you at least tell us
is
that?
There a hook?
Is
yeah, we are off the air, you know. It's just us, son.
You ain't fun. Does it lean to the left or lean?
I think I'm a little curvy. I'm a little curvy.
Is it curved up to the left?
Just
to the left.
It
looks crooked at the tip.
My left, you're right.
You know what?
Okay, so I'd have to, all right. Do I have to pull, the lever down to get on? Do I have to, like... Flip back. Get on top.
No. We clean.
Oh, that's crazy.
We kosher. We kosher.
Oh. Lean to the left. Lean to the right. Okay. I get it.
Exactly. Lean with it.
I'll give it that.
Slide on down.
So, seriously, you're going to send me the dimensions and everything, so, because I'm going shopping Friday. I'm going to get exactly ones that match closest to your dimensions.
Right.
Why
are you just playing? He's just giggling. Ain't he? He's just giggling.
Exactly.
I'm
serious. Don't be getting me nothing crazy either. Lying and shit. Throw out some 2 inches in diameter. Beat your ass.
Nah.
None of
that.
Okay. All right. We'll talk later. Well, anyway, who's sitting there listening? Sunny Shine is still sitting up here listening. Somebody else is still sitting here listening. Got their number blocked out.
Hi, Blank Cola.
Blank
Brown Eyes Girl. Shout out to her. And on
shout
the
out
clip.
To her. Shout out to Phantom. I think that may be Brown Eyes Girl calling or the blank. Maybe. I don't know. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone right now. We're getting off now. It's time to say goodbye. What's one there was,
and
now be no more.
You
didn't
take the words out of my mouth. You didn't say
anything right. What's no more shall be no more. Blah, blah, blah,
wait a minute,
blah.
Did you make your own intro? You made your own outro. What happened?
I don't know where that shit is. Get the hell out of my house.
You were supposed to record it so you could play it.
I know. We got to get in the studio, Crush.
Right,
we got to
get in the studio. Right.
We're
going to have Sun doing some drops, too. Sun got to do some drops.
Yeah, you
got to
do some drops,
son. Yeah, son, you going to do some drops?
Yeah, I'm down. Definitely.
Some commercials. We need some commercials done.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are tired of hearing my voice.
All right. I'll come in and kick his ass at Words We're Friends right about now.
Oh, he kicked my booty.
Busting that ass up. Busting that ass at Words We're Friends and shit.
Right.
And he's still adding on letters to my words and shit.
Cheating.
Make a word,
damn it.
I hate when they do that. Cheating. Is that a new word? You know what? Let me discover a new word. You attack all ass on to my shit and get 30 something points. Cheating ass. Y'all actually cheating. But it's all right, though. It's all good. All right, we get off of Brick's house. We get the hell out of here now. I'm tired of talking now. And I'm quite hungry. I want something to eat. I do want some biscuits, though.
I ain't got time to get on the phone with me. I always got you wanting something.
You always got me. Exactly. If they change with biscuits. Damn. I got to put you there. All right, we got to go. I got to go find me some biscuits. Crush, go to the corner store and give me some biscuits.
Right.
All right.
I'll go right now.
yourself. Bye.
Okay, so Fatu got the fuck off the phone. He said, bye, bitches. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all later. Good night, everybody. God bless. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Later, Taz.